Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today's conversation is all about building a business that not only succeeds but also supports the life you want to live. For many entrepreneurs, passion comes naturally, but creating sustainable systems, scaling successfully, and avoiding burnout can often feel like the greatest challenge. So, what separates businesses that simply survive from those that truly thrive? And how can business owners build something that creates freedom rather than becoming trapped by the very business they dreamed of creating? Today's guest has dedicated her career to helping entrepreneurs answer those very questions. Lauren Bryant is an international award-winning small business specialist, founder of Empower House, creator of the Brunch Club and Business Club, podcast host, mentor, and business strategist. Through her work, she helps entrepreneurs move beyond the hustle, build scalable businesses, create supportive communities, and develop businesses that genuinely serve both their ambitions and their lives. Lauren, it is an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Lauren, let's begin with your journey. What first inspired you to leave the corporate world and dedicate your career to helping small businesses?
I left my first career in automotive and worked for a period in finance. And I found that I was very busy with a lot of people around me and not necessarily the right kind of people, unfortunately. So I left that job and simply couldn't get another one. I had always spoken about having my own business. I loved business, I loved people. And I wanted to do something where I could use my skills and I could work with women in particular, because I'd been in two very male-dominated industries. I wanted to work with the girls for a while. And so my business was really born out of necessity. I had a mortgage to pay and a dog to feed. And so I started my own business and wanted to be a life coach originally. But I found myself business client after business client and put all of my 10 years in the automotive and finance industries to work there instead.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Lauren. I think it's a great reminder that sometimes the biggest opportunities come from the most unexpected circumstances. And it's also a testament to recognizing where your strengths naturally lead you rather than forcing a particular path. So let's explore this a little further. You often talk about building a forever home for your business. What does that mean, and why is it such an important concept for entrepreneurs?
I have found that a lot of entrepreneurs start their business and they're using multiple systems, software, different platforms to do different things, which is fine. In the very beginning, you're sort of starting from absolute zero. You need things to work quickly. You might be familiar with certain programs or whatever that might look like for you. And so you go, well, I'm just going to run with this thing. And all of a sudden, you're a couple of years in and you've got this whole Frankenstein business set up. Nothing's really integrated properly. You're using third-party APIs to transfer data. It's not really coming across the right way. And you've got 400 tabs open and you don't know where the music's coming from. So that's the issue that I find people end up with. Or they're doing things manually. You're using spreadsheets or you're using paper, literally writing notes. So when we're looking at setting up a forever home, we want everything, or at least as much as possible, to be under the one roof. everything is integrated properly. Your payment gateways, your Zoom, your Google calendars, anything you can to integrate with that one system. And that will be the place that your whole business lives and thrives in. It's one place to work from, one subscription. So we're not leaking all of this money as well, but also for yourself to focus and be able to work in that one place and know that everything is going to work the way that it's supposed to, and you're not going to have that issue with losing data or having to manually input it or bringing it across from one platform to another. And I always say to people that a system is only ever as good as the data that you're going to put into it. So when you're talking about having multiple areas for your business to live, like a MailChimp and a WordPress and somewhere else for your shop and somewhere else for your calendar and all of this sort of stuff living in separate areas, it just gets very disjointed. So that Forever Home is consolidating all of those subscriptions, consolidating those processes and those systems, getting that documented in a way that you can hand over to staff, you can hand over to a virtual assistant, whatever that looks like for you.
And that, I think that's such an important point. And I know I've come across many business owners where they underestimate the value of simplicity. And when your systems work together seamlessly, it frees up your time, your mental energy to focus on what you do best. And I really appreciate you sharing that. I think it's such an important point. And also having clear systems, as you said, gives you the confidence to delegate as well, knowing that the quality and consistency of your business will be maintained. So thank you for sharing that. I know many business owners work incredibly hard, but still feel overwhelmed. Putting what you just shared about the systems aside, what do you think many entrepreneurs end up working in their business rather than on it?
They end up working in their business rather than on it because they don't have a clear system in place. When you are trying to wear all of the hats and you're trying to do all of the things yourself, and maybe you're bootstrapping and you don't have the budget to hire a whole team or anything like that, you end up working in all aspects of the business and losing that time or even the capacity, whether that's time, energy, money, to be able to step out of the business and work on the plan and on the direction and getting that strategy really right. So when they are busy being busy, you kind of just get swallowed up by that. But it does come down to allocating time to do specific things in your business, because I know that you probably experience this yourself. Whatever the time is that you allocate to a particular task, it magically fills up that time. So if you aren't scheduling in time to work on the business every week, every day, every fortnight, whatever your calendar needs to look like for your own business is going to be different. But if you're not scheduling that time to work on the business rather than in it, then it's not going to happen. It's a little bit like every year we say, oh, I'd really like to go and have a vacation, or I'd like to have multiple little vacations so that I can come back and feel refreshed. But if you don't go through and make that booking and put the time aside, the calendar will just fill up. And all of the things on the list that you feel like you have to get done and you should do this and you should do that, it takes over. And all of a sudden it's Christmas and New Year's and we're saying the same thing. I'm exhausted, I'm burnt out, and I need this time. But it's exactly the same for your business. You have to delegate, you have to allocate, excuse me. You have to allocate the time to work on the business rather than getting swept up being so busy inside the business. Despite how passionate people are about the thing that they do, we love it, but you do have to be the entrepreneur and the business owner as well as the technician or the thing that you do.
And that's such a powerful reminder, Lauren. Thank you. I think so many entrepreneurs mistake being busy for being productive. And when the two
Yes.
aren't always the same, taking the time to step back and think strategically and intentionally protect that space in your diary can completely change the direction of a business. And you describe yourself as a professional handholder. What are some of the biggest challenges business owners come to you with?
It can be a multitude of things. It's often not the problem that they're coming to me with, or what they think that they're coming to me with. It's like a lot of people notice symptoms rather than the cause. So some of the biggest things are certainly time management, and that comes from not having clear systems and processes, not using automations, having to double and triple enter things, transferring data between, like we've spoken about. Other things can be about managing people and getting the best out of the team. So that's a really big one. I worked with a client on that specific thing. We did the systems and the processes first. We did the training, and everyone was loving it. They felt lighter because they weren't having to do all of these manual tasks. They're coming to work to be the that it was a in a professional clinic, so they were coming to be the clinician that they were, and they wanted to do that work, not the admin work. So when you take that part away and then they can perform, then you can look at the business and say, okay, well, how many services do these people need to do in a week for the business to make the money that it needs to make? What training do we need to do with these guys to pick up the culture? What training do they need to be a better provider? All of that sort of thing. So some of our biggest ones are definitely time management, because there is just a lack of clear systems, clear procedures. Not everybody in the team is rowing the boat the same way. Those are definitely some of the biggest things. And then I think also just understanding business from the point of view of looking at your reports and understanding where the different levers are in your business that you can pull to get a better result financially, or provide a better service, or bring in more of these types of customers. So it's a multitude of things, but often the problem that people turn up to somebody like me with is probably not the actual problem that needs fixing.
That's interesting. You've highlighted something that applies to so many areas of life, and we often focus on the symptoms rather than the addressing the root causes. And once those foundations are in place, everything else becomes much easier to build on. So I really appreciate you sharing that, and it's really interesting because you've built Empower House into more than just a business. It's become a thriving community. So, how important is community when growing a successful business?
Having a community around you that understands where you're at and where you're coming from, and even where you're trying to go to next, is just invaluable. It's the most important thing I think you can have in your business life. And I mean, in your life in general, of course, having a community is just everything. For me personally, as I said, I came from the automotive and finance industries. I was busy all day long. I had phone calls, I had people coming in to see me. It was just nonstop. I had in the automotive, I had a team of a dozen guys that I was running, as well as dealing with the insurers and the customers and the suppliers. And then in finance, I was in an office with 50 other people as well. So it was busy, busy, busy all day long. When I went to work for myself, before it was very popular, I was working from home, and it was just my dog and I. And he's very lovely and very cute, but he wasn't much conversation. He would snore all day, and so I decided that, I had these beautiful friends of mine, but they were all employees, and I knew that I needed to get out and meet some people who were my people. So I went to some networking events, And I met a lot of people who gave me 30-second spiels and a handful of business cards. And I walked out feeling like I needed a shower. And it was just kind of icky. And I figured that if I felt that way, then other people would too. So I decided to make an event for myself that I wanted to go to. And we have the speaker and brunch. And it was no sales pitches, no business cards. Because what I felt in that time was that people needed a place that they could turn up to regularly and connect intentionally with one another. And that is networking intentionally. It's not turning up to shove your business card down someone's throat and give them your sales pitch and ask them to buy from you. It's turning up with an intention to connect with somebody who you can add value to, because we are always adding value first, and who is going to expand your horizons, expand your way of thinking, offer you a perspective that maybe you hadn't thought about before. And then from that one conversation, you can open up doors that you didn't know needed to be opened. You can go to other events, you can meet more people, you can be connected in ways that you just didn't even know were possible. And building a community that is going to turn up for you, who has the same values as you, who are on the same journey as you, have walked the path before you and can offer you mentorship and friendship and support, is going to make having a business, which is incredibly hard. Entrepreneurship can be so isolating. So if we can make that journey easier and lighter, and then also offer up the ladder, open up and hold, help somebody else come up the ladder behind us, like, that is so worth doing. It's incredible what you can do with a whole community behind you and around you. And when you get to be that for somebody else as well, it's just like, it's what it's all about. We're not in business to just make money and work, and, you know, all of the flashy holidays and the fun things are great, but it's about connecting with other people, with humans. That's what we're like. That's what we're built for.
And that's beautifully said, Lauren. I truly believe success becomes far more meaningful when we bring others along with us. And entrepreneurship, as you said, it can be a lonely journey, and having people who encourage or challenge and even support you can make all the difference. So thank you so much, Lauren, for such inspiring insight so far. We are going to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today I'm joined by the amazing Lauren Bryant. Welcome back, Lauren.
Hi, Belinda.
So let's continue our fascinating conversation. Lauren, so many entrepreneurs we're every hat in their business, as you mentioned earlier. At what point should they begin creating the systems and delegating responsibility? Would you say pretty much immediately?
Oh, yes. As soon as humanly possible. You need to have a plan. And that's the thing about having a system. It's forward planning. And yes, you're going to maybe start off on your own and don't have anyone to delegate to straight away. But we live in the most incredible time in business. You can use AI for very cheap, comparatively, compared to having a whole team and having to train people and spend that time. But you can have that support and not have to do all of the things yourself. It just means that you need to learn more. I would say to anybody to start with the destination in mind. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to have an idea of how you want to work and what that's going to look like by day in your business. And the way as well, we need to consider the way that we want to work and what the freedom and what success and what the end goal looks like for us specifically, and what that business is there to do. So absolutely, from the beginning, work towards having a system and towards having a process, because you can change it at any time, but you need to start out with one thing in mind and follow that road for as long as you can, and bring on the help, get the AI trained in whatever your business is doing and handling admin tasks and having the automations firing for you, so that you don't have to do all of things and you don't have to delegate all of the work. But having those systems and an idea of where you're actually going and whose role this part of the business is going to be and what kind of person needs to sit in that seat. And so on and so forth for the other parts of your business. Do that as early as you can and get into the habit of being really good at even taking a Loom video of this is how we do this thing in the business and just bank it for a time where you are going to train somebody else. Just act as if you are the person, a year, 2 years, 10 years down the track. Think about your business in the way that that person would think about it, rather than the person that is sitting there starting the business right now today.
I completely agree, Lauren. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, success looks different for everyone. And I think that's something people often forget, building a business that reflects your own values, your own priorities, and the life you want to create is far more fulfilling than chasing someone else's version of success. And as an award-winning business strategist, what are the most common mistakes you see small business owners making that stop them from scaling successfully?
Saying yes to everything. I know certainly in the beginning is like the time where you're just like, yes, 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 I'll have every client, I'll work with everybody, I want all the money. And don't get me wrong, you need cash flow to get started, and that is the life force of your business and that kind of thing. But saying yes to everything is a real problem. You need to have, like you say, this is your business. It needs to be your values, your goals, your idea of freedom, your idea of success. Define that for yourself first. And then you will find that you can make choices. You can make choices based on what your idea of success looks like. You will know whether this thing, this opportunity, this client, this job, whatever it is a yes or a no, based on what your set out to do, what your goal is, what success looks like for you, the way that you want to work. I have known many times that a client wasn't a good fit for me. And, you know, I have been in the era of my business where it was time to hustle and time to make all of the money, and have said yes to stuff that I knew I should have said no. I knew that that person was going to take up more time than I was going to be paid for. I knew that our values were misaligned. I knew that we weren't a good fit. And it came back and it bit me on the bum absolutely every time. And it's the ones that take the most energy from you. It's the jobs that keep you up at night because you're so stressed and all of that stuff. So saying yes to the things that you mean yes, and then also saying no is you actually saying yes to your dreams. It's you saying yes to your version of success and freedom and the way that you want to live. So that's probably my number one thing, is don't say yes to everything.
And that's such valuable advice, Lauren. Thank you. I think we've all said yes to opportunities that deep down we knew weren't the right fit. And having the confidence to say no isn't about turning work away or money away. It's about protecting your time, your energy, and staying really true to yourself. Now, success often comes with pressure and that self-doubt. And moments where you do say no sometimes does bring up that self-doubt. So how do you help business owners overcome imposter syndrome as well and gain confidence in themselves so they don't feel obligated to say yes so often?
Yeah, this really comes down to having a really clear sense of purpose, of your why. It also speaks to the confidence that you have in yourself. The problem with relying on motivation or confidence to do something is that you only get that with experience. So sometimes you just have to, you know, say yes, bite it off, chew like hell, you know. You just have to get in there and do it. It does help to have someone push you and say, you can do this, you've got this. And even if you make a mistake, you just figured out a way not to do something. Like, we can try one of 100 other backup plans. You know, there's so many ways that you can do things these days. It doesn't have to be what somebody else says it does. Just give it a go. At the end of the day, when it comes to being an entrepreneur and having your own business, you don't really have a choice. The choice to get into business is you saying, I'm going to do what it takes. And so if you decide at some point that you don't want to do that anymore, close the business down, because that's it. You have to do these things. You have to take a leap until such time as you can hire somebody else, whether that is a team member or a subcontractor or something like that, to do this particular thing, whatever that is. Until you can hire that or outsource that or delegate that to somebody else, it's you. You're it. You are the whole business until you set it up that it can operate without you. So dive in. The water's lovely.
That's really empowering, a very empowering message, Lauren. I think confidence isn't something we're born with. It's something we build by taking action and learning from experiences and continuing to move forward despite the uncertainty. And you've balanced entrepreneurship alongside becoming a mother of twins. And how has motherhood changed your perspective on business and success and leadership?
I would never say that I have balanced anything. I have burnt the candle at both ends. I have figured out that I can do a lot in a very small amount of time if only somebody stops grabbing at me. I adore being a mother. My business is my first baby, and I did not expect the pull between my business and my babies. I have had to have very firm boundaries with myself around the use of my phone, having the laptop out, all that kind of stuff. So the commitment that I made to myself was that when I'm with my babies, I'm with my babies. And when I'm with my business, I'm with my business. So that in between those times, I am not feeling guilty about, oh, I really need to do this thing. Oh, I really forgot to send that email. And oh, now I'm using my phone in front of the girls and that kind of thing. So I've really had to be quite firm with myself in I need rest. I need sleep. I need to eat. I also should, you know, shower and participate in, you know, family things and social things. And so it's just being, again, really clear about what my definition of success looks like now. And that has definitely changed. From somebody who had all of the time and autonomy in the world to now being responsible for two little humans, that definition has changed dramatically. I used to love working. I would work all weekend if I could, if I was, you know, if I was able to without having the social calendars or whatever. I would do that because I love what I do. And so doing 60 and 80 hours a week was not a strange thing for me. Now I'm working about 20 hours a week because I have the systems to support me. I have to say that I did spend a really good chunk of time working on my systems and automating absolutely everything that I didn't want to have to keep repeating. You know, anything that you do more than once a day, a week, whatever, you can automate that. You don't have to physically do it. So that's what I did for myself, was have a really good look through my business, because I had become that the stereotypical plumber with a leaky tap or the electrician with the light bulb out. My systems were in need of an upgrade and consolidation. And so I did that for myself. I made myself my own client, and that freed up so much of my capacity, thankfully, because then I got pregnant and then I had twins. So the system, the business, it supports itself for the most part. And I'm there to do the things that I should be doing, that the human should be doing, that, you know, AI and my team and anybody else can't do. So that's for me. My version of success now looks like I get to work my 20 hours a week, and I get to love my business, and I get to run my events, and I get to work with so many incredible clients. And some of them just, you know, they're just amazing and have multiple businesses. And we've worked over the years through multiple businesses together. We've sold, we've bought, we've expanded, we've closed down. There's just so many beautiful things that I get to do. So in that time, I get to work with my clients and I get to love that. And then in my not work time, I have my family and I get to love doing that as well. So it's really just having the freedom to say yes to the business and yes to motherhood, and just enjoying being the first time mom.
That's beautiful. And thank you for sharing that so honestly, Lauren. I think it's a powerful reminder that success evolves as our lives evolve. And sometimes the greatest achievement is being fully present in the moment we're in. And I love that you've shared that. Thank you once again, Lauren, for your valuable insight. We're going to take another short commercial break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today's guest is the amazing Lauren Bryant. We've been exploring the realities of entrepreneurship, the importance of community and leadership, and how building the right foundation can transform not only your business, but your quality of life. Welcome back, Lauren.
Thank you, Belinda.
So let's return to our conversation. You've received numerous awards recognizing your work. What has been the proudest moment of your career so far?
The awards are lovely. And if you're thinking about entering awards, absolutely go ahead and do it. Make sure you tell the story. But they're not everything. I think my proudest moments are watching my clients go on and do things that they originally said to me, oh, I can't do that, or I don't know how to do that, or that's not me. And knowing full well at the time, like, yes, you can, and you will, and you'll be amazing at it. And, you know, in 6 months, 12 months, you won't even remember this version of yourself that thought, I can't do that. You know, that's not me. So watching those things unfold has been incredible. I have some really beautiful clients that I love working with. And when they refer somebody else to me, I know that I'm going to love working with them as well. And so building those relationships with those clients has been something I'm really proud of. I've helped people sell their businesses for multi-seven figures. I have helped people develop apps. I've helped people get their family life back. So there's just so many things I'm really proud of within this business. But also just having, I'm coming up to 10 years. Next week is actually my business birthday, 10-year business birthday. So I'm really proud of that as well. I've been through burnout. I understand how that feels and how it is to have to get up and do stuff again tomorrow, even though you don't want to and would like to be swallowed whole by your doona. But so just making it this far is something to be really proud of. But all of these incredible relationships that I've built along the way, and now I have all of these beautiful clients that are also my friends. So lots to be proud of.
Lots to be proud of. And firstly, congratulations on your upcoming 10-year anniversary, Lauren. That's fantastic and a wonderful achievement. And what really stands out to me, though, is that your greatest measure of success isn't the awards. It's the lives you've helped transform. And that's a wonderful reminder that real success is often reflected in the impact we have on others. So thank you for sharing that. And if someone is thinking about starting a business but fear is holding them back, what advice would you give them?
What do you want? And being scared is fine, like, we can be scared, but what do you want your life to look like? If a business is going to help you make that real, then get through it. Like, we're always scared. We're always scared of things that we don't know or haven't been through yet. Like, just pull yourself together and have a little shot of coffee and get amongst it. It's going to be great. It can be great and be scary all at the same time. But it's an adventure, and you really just need to frame it in a way that makes you feel like getting up and doing it again tomorrow, even when we have a little failure or a setback. But if a business is the thing that you're dreaming about and it's going to give you the life that you really desire, then you've just got to go for it, regardless of how much fear you're feeling.
What a wonderful reminder, and it's very encouraging So looking ahead, what do you believe will be the biggest opportunities for small businesses over the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh, AI is definitely one of the biggest opportunities for small businesses. Get in and learn some systems. Get used to being uncomfortable and not knowing the answer, because this isn't going away. This is only going to take over more and more of our industries, of our administration, of all of that stuff. So you just have to start learning. Start trying some little prompts, start trying to make, you know, custom bots and that sort of stuff. Get Claude, whatever it is that that looks like for you, but just get in there and give it a go, because you just don't know how this stuff is going to help you. And if you don't get amongst all of this technology now, then the learning curve is going to be so much steeper later on. So it doesn't matter which one you choose, or if you choose multiple, just get in and start playing with, clicking around, and just get used to using these things, and get really used to giving clear instructions as if you're talking to a toddler. Get used to communicating properly with your systems, with your computer, putting good data in so that you can get a great result out. And that is just going to be such a huge opportunity for small businesses and entrepreneurs coming up in the next 5 to 10 years. You have to keep your finger on the pulse. You absolutely must. And that means doing things that we don't want to do and making ourselves a little bit uncomfortable, but we'll get comfortable again and then have to stretch a bit more. It'll be great.
That's excellent advice, Lauren. And finally, if there is one message you would like every listener to remember about building a successful business and creating a fulfilling life, what would it be?
I want you to think about what your version of success is and really define that for yourself. We cannot use Instagram and TikTok and all of these, you know, millionaires and billionaires on there as our measuring tool. We cannot measure ourselves on their goals, on their values, and what they're doing. You have to make those decisions for yourself. So define what your version of success looks like and go for that. You get to set these things for yourself. You get to work towards the things that matter to you, and you do not have to listen to anybody else's advice or expectations. Just do what makes you happy.
And what a beautiful note to end the show. Thank you so much, Lauren, for joining me today. This has been such an insightful conversation. And one thing that really stands out is that building a successful business isn't just about strategy or profit. It's about creating something that aligns with your values and supports your well-being, gives you the freedom to live the life you truly want. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneur journey or looking to take your business to the next level, I hope today's discussion has inspired you to think bigger, embrace that change, and remember that success doesn't happen overnight. It grows through consistency, it grows through resilience, and surrounding yourself with the right people. A heartfelt thank you to you, Lauren, for sharing your journey, your wisdom, and practical advice with us today. And Lauren, if our listeners wish to connect with you, where can they find you?
Thank you, Belinda. I'm on Instagram at empower.house.
That's brilliant. Thank you. And thank you to all of you for listening to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please do share it with someone who is building a business or dreaming of starting one. To close today's show, I've chosen a part of the song Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves, a reminder to embrace every opportunity with optimism and confidence. I'm Belinda Walia. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.